To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Robin, let's roll. Commissioner Gordon just called. There's trouble in Gotham City.
Holy iPod Batman, trouble in Gotham City?
That starts with a T and rhymes with a P, boy wonder.
What do we do, Batman?
Well, first, we must sing our theme song. Ready?
Holy podcast star, Batman, let's sing.
I love to be Batman. I love to dress up in my tight little black suit.
And I am boy wonder. I fight crime with Batman, I'm prepared to shoot.
Together we fight all the crime
in that crazy funky town that we call Gotham City.
Batman.
I love to be Batman.
Batman.
Holy cow, I'm boy wonder.
Batman.
I like to dress like a bat.
Batman.
You know, he's crazy like that.
Batman.
Together we fight all the crime in that crazy funky town that we call Gotham City.
Batman.
Together we fight all the crime in that crazy funky town that we call Gotham City.
Where have you two been? Singing your theme song again?
It's an important part of our act, Commissioner Gordon. What's the situation?
I'll tell you what the situation is. Holy child molester Batman, it's Mr. Rogers.
Hello, boys. And boys, welcome to my neighborhood.
Gotham belongs to no one except the good people of this city, Mr. Rogers.
Sure, I know what you mean. Can you say, this is my neighborhood now?
This is my neighborhood? Holy Paris Hilton, you've got me again.
Oh, look who's dropped by. It's Mr. McFeely of the Speedy Delivery Messenger Service. Sure, looks like we have a package and, oh, it's ticking. Here, Batman, I think it's a special surprise for you.
For me? Aw, you shouldn't have. I didn't get you anything. Drat! Foiled again!
Did you like that? I'll bet you did, sure. There's another one 1,000 times larger, set to go off in Main Street if the city doesn't give me $1 million. Can you say $1 million?
Holy haberdashery, Batman! We need to defuse that bomb or a lot of people will die.
Right you are, boy wonder. But how? But how indeed?
Well, first, just kill him, Batman.
Oh, good idea. Oh, and Commissioner Gordon, this one's for you. That guy always creeped me out.
Holy Public Broadcasting Corporation, Batman, well played. You're a maniac in that tight black suit, not to mention hot.
Thank you, Boy Wonder. Let's go defuse that bomb now and then go back to the Batcave for some hot, wild man to Batboy lovemaking.
Yeah.
Stand by. It's the weekend of June 18th, 2005. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Pat.
And you're listening to This and That with Jeff and Pat. Happy Father's Day, Pat.
I'm not a father, but happy Father's Day, Jeff.
Thank you. I'm not a father either. I thought you were a father to your podcast puppy.
No, I'm a mother to the podcast puppy. But in addition to today being Father's Day, it's also my sister Paula's birthday.
Oh, that's very nice.
So happy birthday, Paula.
Happy birthday.
And Paula's 2 years younger than I am, so she's 31.
Wow. You have a very young family.
So,
you know, I find myself talking low, like Batman. I got to get that bit out of my head.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, Jeff, do you have any, you know, thoughts about it being Father's Day or anything like that? Thinking about your dad, remembering special things about dad?
Well, Pat, I have great memories of my dad, and, you know, he's still alive and still active and all that kind of stuff. But dad used to take us kids on individual trips.
Ooh.
Every now and then. We went on big family trips, but we also went on individual trips. And the one I remember most was we took his little VW Beetle. Remember when that was all the rage, right?
Yes.
And he took me. We went, like, drove from North Illinois to South Illinois. I can't really remember what we did exactly, but the highlight of it was I got to drive. Then it was a stick, and he did the clutch. Oh, he was driving. he did the clutch and I got to, like, you know, change the gears and stuff. But it was always cool. I mean, when we went on a vacation with just Dad and me, it was like a week of anticipation. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So that was a good memory.
Yeah, those are good memories. Dads are special people. You know, my dad, he's not a very big man. He's about 5'6". You've seen my dad,
yeah.
Haven't you? Yeah. When we were growing up, we would have dinner every night. And when we were smaller, before we could be excused from the table, we'd have to say, "Big Daddy, may I be excused, please?"
Big Daddy.
You could not leave without saying that. "Big Daddy, may I be excused, please?"
That's funny. Did he do that as a joke?
No, I think he was serious. That's the sad part. And, you know, for many, many years, my dad really was big to me. And so that seemed to make sense. "Big Daddy, may I be excused, please?" I think my brother Joe, who's not much taller than my big daddy, also, just for grins, used to make his kids say, "Big Daddy, may I be excused, please?" But I don't think that lasted as long in their household as it did in ours. They're a little bit more militant.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, including my brother, Chris. This is his first Father's Day.
Oh, very nice. Well, happy Father's Day.
Honey, I saw, hey, daddy, 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 daddy. No, no, no. No, no, no. What a rap. What a rap.
Well, Pat, you know, while I was in the studio yesterday doing sort of the musical background for some of the Batman stuff.
I did that.
Yeah, actually, you did that, didn't you? You know, for some reason, just playing the little, "It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood," I needed some testosterone.
Oh, really?
So I got out my electric guitar. Uh-huh. And I recorded this, and I'm going to sing it live in the studio. I want to see what you think about it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Get your hands in the air. I don't care if you're driving. Come on, clap your hands. This is rock and roll, old style, Mr. Rogers style.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Come on, y'all. Could you be mine? Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, Pat. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's my sweater?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be mine. What?
Won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I need a funky neighbor that's not a plastic doll, yeah.
All right, that's enough of that.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Sorry.
Bye.
What?
Is that funny? Is that funny?
So this week, I was having lunch with some folks at work, Jeff, and one person you know, Ranga. Do you remember Ranga?
I remember Ranga. I'm Bill.
Yes.
Should we say his last name on the show?
It doesn't matter. Ranga now has like a 20-year-old daughter. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, and he was telling me that she calls him up to talk about, you know, guys. She's, I think, in New York.
She calls her dad talk about guys?
Yeah, and he's, you know, she's trying to, I think, get some advice from him, and he's clueless. Because he's Indian. He said, "I've never dated before, and there's a little part of me that doesn't even want to hear all this stuff. I don't know what to say to her."
So they're not putting pressure on her to, you know, do the match thing?
I don't know. He didn't say. Hmm. But that got me to thinking about all the things, the stupid things I used to do as a teenager and you know, whether or not I told them to my parents along the way.
Pat? Wait a minute. You did stupid things?
Well, you know,
that's hard to believe.
It's pretty amazing because I always thought I was pretty smart. And now looking back with some years behind me, I realized just how dumb a lot of things I did were. And, you know, some of them were dangerous and some of them weren't. But this is a I remember I could not wait to turn 18 because I had in mind three things I wanted to do. I thought they were really important. Did I ever talk to you about this?
I don't think you did.
Okay.
This is all new to me.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to do was to give blood because, you know, I thought that was important. You couldn't do it before you were 18. The other thing, of course, was to vote.
Right.
And the next thing I wanted to do was get a tattoo.
Wow. Voting and tattoo is, usually I say it in the same breath.
Well, I think I wanted to get a tattoo because back in the olden days.
Back in the day.
Only the, you know, slutty girls got tattoos. And I was basically the antithesis of a slutty girl. So I wanted to get one because.
So you weren't a slutty girl back then? What?
No.
When did that transition occur?
In college. I got to be slutty then. And that's a good thing that my dad didn't ask anything about that. But anyway.
Happy Father's Day.
Did you ever see my tattoo, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I remember it.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
What was it? Do you remember that?
Oh, it was a little rose, I think.
Right. Yeah. Well, so.
Your ass.
No, it was not. I had my first year of college because I turned 18 the very first day of school.
Right.
And I came back that year and worked at home while I lived in Fort Walton Beach with my parents. And I went to this place, I'm sure it's still in Fort Walton, called the Crow's Nest to get a tattoo.
Hmm.
And I walk in there and there's this guy, you know, and my recollection is that he was an old guy. I'm sure he was probably, you know, 35. And he
Ancient.
Said, yeah, he said to me, so you want a tattoo? And I said, yes. And he said, I have three questions for you. I'm okay. And he said, are you drunk or high? And I said, no.
Ooh, good question.
And he said, are you over 18 or over? I said, yes.
Barely.
And then he said, does your dad have a shotgun? No. And he said, okay, take off your shirt. I don't know why he assumed I was going to have it, you know, on my upper torso.
Take off your shirt, baby. It's
take
probably a standard line.
Oh, man. You know, and in reality, here's where the stupidity comes. Okay, let's, notwithstanding the fact that tattoos, you know, they're there forever, but I'm in this shop with this man all by myself.
Wow.
It's just me and him. Lord knows what could have happened, but I wasn't quite sure what I wanted, so I'm looking through the catalog of options, and I finally decide, because, you know, I'm only 18, and I, after all, I am a girl. I'm like, we'll get a rose. But in conjunction to that whole theme I had of, like, being different, I decided to have it be a blue rose because I thought, well, I've never seen a blue rose. This will really be unique. So I combined the, you know, rather ordinary rose with the extraordinary blue to get a blue rose.
Cool.
And I didn't have it put with the stem. So it was just the rose. So
right.
There was the rose and then green leaves around it. Blue rose, black outer lining, and then green leaves. And I liked it. I thought it was really cool. Although my mom, when I told her I got the tattoo, the only thing she said to me was, you better not tell your dad. So for years, I don't think my dad knew about my tattoo until my last year in college and my little brother Chris spilled the beans.
But you wore some office where you could see the tattoo, right?
I always covered it.
Around your dad.
Yes, I always covered it.
You better not tell your dad.
So then, fast forward to by the time I was like 29, and people used to ask me, what is that? I'm like, what do you mean, what is that? I thought it was pretty obvious that it was a blue rose, and after a while, I kept on getting the answer, cabbage?
After a while, it just sort of started to look like skin cancer.
It didn't look like skin cancer, but it faded. The blue faded, the green faded, the black faded, and it just kind of looked like a blob. And I guess most people, if they didn't look at it real carefully, they thought it was a cabbage. And I imagine
that's hot.
Right, exactly. I imagine being in a coffin, dead, and my grandchildren's, you know, over there looking at my shoulder because, you know, I'd be dressed in some kind of revealing outfit as an 80-year-old dead grandmother with my shoulder exposed, and they'd be saying, that's so not cool.
That's so cabbage. Granny had a cabbage tattoo. I mean, I enjoy cabbage. But I don't know if I would honor it with such a high, high honorarium.
So then when I was 30.
The cabbage is much underrated. Why aren't there tattooed cabbages?
So when I was 30, I decided to have the tattoo removed. But back then, they just started doing the laser removal, and I decided not to go the laser route. I went the excision route.
Oh, ouch.
So the tattoo cost me $35 to get put on and $350 to get removed.
Wow.
And it was the size of a quarter, so he basically cut out of my shoulder a size of a quarter. And it was not, you know, like, thin in, you know, in typical Pat fashion. After he took off the skin, I said, well, what are you going to do with that? And he said, I'm going to have it biopsied. I'm like, can I see it? And he said, you want to see the skin I cut off you? I'm like, yeah, bring it on out. Ugh. So he brought it out on this gauze, you know, little pad.
Yeah.
And there it was. And then I flipped it over and, you know, that's when I fainted.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God. How thick was it?
Well, it's, you know, it was probably an eighth of an inch thick.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And I had a scar for, you know, easily a red scar for probably 2 years. And now it's still a scar, but it looks like a burn. So it looks really great.
So do you think in retrospect, the mistake there, I don't want to say mistake wasn't a mistake at the time, but you did have it removed. Was it because it looked like a cabbage or was it the tattoo in general?
I thought, well, because it looked like a cabbage. And I think what you don't realize is that the tattoos age and, you know, they just don't look as good. And then, you know, plus as you get older, it depends on where you put it. It could look really stupid. Like I think those tattoos where their bands around your arm look really good.
Right, right.
And women get them and I think they look kind of cool on women. But what those women don't realize is that they're going to be 50 one day and that's going to flab around and it's going to look horrible and they're going to wish they didn't have it.
I think if I was, you know, maybe a generation younger, I probably would end up with one of those ring tattoos. Because that's what they all, you know, the white preppy thing to do is, ooh, I'm so bizarre. I have a, you know, a band around my arm. But I would probably do it around the ankle or something. So, someplace that when you get older, it doesn't really look so stupid. You know, you do see older men with these arms full of tattoos. And they probably did look kind of cool at some point. But they all are just sort of the monotone color.
Right.
And it just looks horrible.
I don't know if maybe now they've got better technology with tattoos, better dyes, better ways of putting it in. I don't really remember. Also, I don't remember, but I don't think it hurt a whole lot when I got it put on. You know, I'm kind of a big baby, and I didn't think it hurt that much.
Wow.
So what my dad doesn't know now is that I did get my navel pierced.
Yes, you did.
Earlier this year, I did. And it still hasn't healed quite right.
Well,
but, you know, here's the thing about a navel piercing. I can take it out. Nobody will ever have to know I have it. So when I'm 90 and I won't have grandchildren, but when I'm 90 dead in my coffin and my other spinster girlfriends are hanging out by my coffin, they'll not know.
What if everybody else is dead by then? Nobody comes to see your coffin. Then it doesn't really matter if you have a belly button navel ring or not.
My niece and nephews will be there.
Oh,
so
that's true.
I'm not going to be alone.
You'll have loved ones.
I'll have loved ones.
Well, I did a couple stupid things.
Really? What'd you
do? Believe it or not. Well, mine always revolved around alcohol because I was in a fraternity.
Of course.
And this very stupid thing was there was a couple of blackout periods because I was just learning to drink. I mean, you know, you don't know you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what your limits are. But I remember once we were getting ready for this big party in a fraternity house and I was drinking rum and Cokes like they were going out of style. And to this day, I can't drink rum and Coke. Mm-hmm. It just gags me. And I was drinking rum and Cokes like they were going out of style. And the last thing I remember was up pre-party, not even the party yet. I remember kind of in the shower washing off and people were like offering me more drinks and then they started offering me shampoo. I don't remember this, but they were saying that I would have drank in the shampoo because they were saying, oh yeah, here's another drink, Jeff, and it's shampoo. that's not the worst part. The worst part is apparently, and I don't remember any of this, and it could be storytelling, but I don't think so. Apparently, when the party was in full bloom, I went downstairs completely naked, except for those old sort of leather engineer boots that we used to wear.
What?
And I was completely naked, and my fraternity brothers, you know, grabbed me and put me upstairs pretty quickly. And then this is all pledge year. Then the other thing that happened that year was I remember being on a hayride, and I had this girl that I really, really liked. She was with me. The last thing I remember, because guess what? We were drinking a little bit.
Oh, just a little.
Just a little teeny bit. And, funny story is one of my fraternity brothers was on the hayride with his girlfriend, and this is what I saw, and he had this name called Mazmo, and it stands for Make Out Zook. Make out. Zook is a metaphor for throwing up. And the reason is because everybody saw him on the hayride basically making out with his girlfriend, tossing off a few chunks, and then going back and making it out.
Gross.
Everybody saw it. So he was a freshman. For the 4 years of his college career, he was Mazmo.
Oh.
And anyway, so during that hayride, I remember the last thing I had my arm around this girl that I really liked. We were looking at the stars. We were having a great time. And then I must have blacked out because I was drinking too much. The next thing I remember, it was 5 o'clock p.m. the next day. I woke up in my bed, which was on a second bunk, the top bunk, and a stench of urine.
Oh, my God.
It was a beautiful moment. With a pounding headache like you've never, ever heard before. And I heard all kinds of stories what I was doing. I was crazy.
Does your dad know about this?
They don't know about that.
They will now.
No, they don't listen. They've got dial-up.
Yeah, we're laughing now. But in reality, I think what's amazing is that you just sort of have a sense of invincibility. And, you know, when you get older, you realize just how incredibly stupid those things are.
Well, I will have to say, though, there's a couple of things I'll talk about in later podcasts that I did that were really, really stupid. Those things that I just mentioned were definitely stupid, but I'll tell you what, I was surrounded by friends in a fairly safe environment, so they weren't as stupid as they could have possibly been. I did do stupider. But there is something to be said for if you're going to do stupid things or if you don't understand what your limits of alcohol yet, because that was my problem there. I wasn't trying to black out. I was with the girl that I wanted to be with and wanted to, do stuff, and I just didn't know my limits. But I was surrounded by people that, looked out for me. So
that's good.
Yeah.
They dragged you upstairs when you were butt naked.
Yeah, they did.
They could have done a lot of bad things with you then.
I know.
You could have had a tattoo on your butt.
I could have woke up with tattoos. Absolutely.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams.
Well, I was grateful for something you did for me this week, Jeff.
What did I do for you this week?
Remember, I had sent an email message to Len asking him to draw a caricature for me so that I could have an avatar.
Right.
And I know he was busy. Len is from The Jawbone, right?
That's correct.
It's a podcast also. And he had started doing drawings for various people, and he did a cute drawing for us. I think Jeff posted it.
It's on our blog.
It even has Shotgun, the podcasting puppy, on it. And I had wanted one for me because since there's two of us and you were using both of the cute avatars, I didn't have one.
I was hogging the avatars.
You bastard. Anyway, so I wrote to Len, and I think about a week went by and I didn't hear anything. So I asked Jeffy if he would, use his influence to ask Len to do my avatar.
Basically, I sucked up.
So Len does this avatar of me, which Jeff has also posted. He does this picture of me, and I look like Wonder Woman, and I have a great big smile. But that's not the only big thing on me.
There's a couple big things on you.
I'm Dolly Parton Pat in this avatar. It's very cute.
He captured your essence.
He captured my essence. Anyway, what's so funny is Len claims I asked him to give me big breasts, and I didn't. I sent him two pictures and said, if you think I'd look better with enhanced boobage, then go ahead and enhance it. And he gave me huge bazoongas.
I think that's a subtle request for huge bazoongas. I think you need to use that as your It's Just Lunch profile picture.
Oh, my God.
Well, speaking of which, I did want to mention that Len has a shop up at Cafe Press. Where for this week and this week only, if you want to go ahead and buy a t-shirt with our new avatar, not Pat's Wonder Woman, but our new, Brady Bunch logo avatar on it, it's available for this week from Len's deal. I'll put the URL on the website, but it's also www.cafepress.podcasterart.com. Okay, so he's only put it up for a week. We're not going to be insulted if you don't buy them, but if you think they're fun, go ahead. We don't get any money off of it. Pat, you did just have a It's Just Lunch date. You were telling us about last week. You're going to have it midweek or something. What happened?
Yeah. It was Wednesday at Palomino's, and I got there I got there a little bit late because I forgot you have to find parking. It's a pain in the butt. Anyway, I get there, and the guy is not bad looking.
Oh.
He's got all his hair. It's gray. And he's got beautiful blue eyes, but, you know, he wasn't totally hot. But compared to all the other guys I went out with, he was probably the best looking. But I'd have to say, overall, I wasn't very impressed with him. I think the biggest reason was that he wasn't very witty or clever or anything like that. I don't think he smiled very much. And, you know, maybe that was a sure sign that he saw me and was like, ooh, ugh.
Maybe he was expecting Wonder Woman.
Well, guess what okay, we talked about various things, and in the course of talking about, you know, so what do you like to do? And here's another clue that I picked up on. I think I asked him, so what do you like to do on your spare time? He kind of talked about it. He did not ask me what I like to do.
I hate people like that.
What's with that?
I hate it.
I mean, even, you know, I have been on some of these dates, and I have walked in, seen the guy, and wanted to walk out, and yet I still think I conduct myself in a fairly civil manner and do the standard, so where are you from, how long have you been living here, and I ask questions, because who knows, they might be interesting people,
you
even if I'm not interested.
Get something out of it,
exactly. So he didn't ask me anything, but we talked about it. Turns out that he likes to play squash.
Uh-huh.
Now, squash is not something that everybody plays. I happen to have played squash when I was at Kirtland Air Force Base.
There was a bunch of people that I used to work with that played squash. A lot of them.
Where? When you were out at South Lake?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That's where he plays squash.
Ah.
Out at South Lake at the Solana Club.
Really? Yeah, that's where they all played.
And he knows my friend Renzo.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I went back. And the thing you do about It's Just Lunch is if you like them, you give them a way to contact you because you don't know their last name and you don't know how to contact them.
Okay.
Similarly, they don't know anything about you. I didn't have a business card with me. And honestly, I really just, you know, overall, he seemed nice, but just boring. And I didn't imagine that I wanted to spend any time with him. So I didn't give him my card, but he didn't give me his card either.
Right.
So later on, I think it was on Thursday, I send Renzo an email message and I tell him, blah, 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 I think you know this guy's name is Tommy, but he says he knows you. And he wrote back to me and he said, oh my God, Pat, that guy is such a player.
Oh, really? But he wasn't playing you, it sounds like.
Well, I couldn't imagine that he was a player because to me, he did not come across with the confidence and flair that I expect players to have.
Huh. Maybe he's one of those subtle players that you don't see coming, but boom, ends up,
I think players, they're all, you can tell a player. So I was really surprised.
You can sniff him out, huh?
You can sniff him out. He must have really thought I was ugly. But, you know, it's not like he was the hottest thing ever. He's, I think, about 3 years younger than I was. He had massive forehead wrinkles. I was, you know, it's not like he was a hot guy.
You know, it's interesting, though. You mentioned about the not asking you about you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, I used to do the Match.com dating, as we talked about before, a lot. And I used to come across that too, and I always, my first assumption is that they're just not interested in me,
right?
You know, because they're not asking about me. But you know what? That didn't turn out to be always true. As I found things out later, and you sort of get to know somebody more, some people just, their social skills are just not as tuned as I think maybe you or I or some of our friends are. We naturally ask about the other person. It's interesting. We want to seek and learn, but other people just aren't focused that way.
Mm.
It's not necessarily always an indication that they're not interested in you, but for me, it's an indication of, well, you have weird social skills, and I don't dig that.
Right.
You know?
Well, I don't particularly feel like I lost out on this one, but in typical fashion, it does sort of bug me that he didn't ask for my number or give me his.
Well, you'd rather be doing the rejecting.
Yes, I want to do the rejecting.
It's very human.
So I don't know what's going to happen next because I think I am about coming to the end of my It's Just Lunch. So I'm going to be a dropout of It's Just Lunch. And It was just lunch.
I begin to hate them through and through. Oh yeah, it's true. Dating sucks. Josie nice, a bit bizarre. He cleaned my house, raked my yard, and maxed out all my credit cards. Oh why? I confronted him.
All right. Well, I have a little mini rant I wanted to go on.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about this week a little bit, Pat, and you sort of helped me cement some ideas here. But my mini rant is, I say it's a mini rant because I'm going to diss some podcasts here. But in some cases, these are some of my podcasting friends and podcasts that I enjoy. So it's a mild diss. And it's more about the concept than it certainly is about the podcast, about some of these podcasts that are doing it. My diss is against PayPal buttons on podcasts.
You're thinking...
Here's my point. I think that there's podcasts that are out there like us that do this as hobbies. And I think there's podcasts that have started businesses and are trying to make a business model out of things. And I really don't see the two being similar at all. What's funny is most people end up paying, like, maybe they buy a $50 mixer and a $20 mic, and say they spend $5 to $10 a month, you know, hosting. They get free software and they use a computer they already have. So they're basically making an investment of $70 one time and a $10 recurring cost per month. Okay, let's say they go hog wild and they spend $300 on their setup. You know, big freaking deal. That's such a cheap hobby. I mean, Pat, look at all the other hobbies like
golf?
Photography and golf and collecting antiques and stuff that costs thousands of dollars. We're talking about $300 to do a hobby that's just an incredible. It's a very cheap hobby, this one is. People don't mind paying money for their hobbies. But isn't it worth money just to even have your voice out there, to have 1,000 listeners? I mean, I would probably pay somebody for that luxury. It's so cool. We get so much out of this hobby, Pat. I mean, we are learning how to talk, how to form our thoughts. We're learning how to speak clearly.
And I'm learning how to sing.
I'm learning not to say um.
You know?
I'm learning better production. I'm using the creative side of my brain. I'm, you know, trying to write bits, and you and I are practicing all kinds of stuff. And you know what, Pat? This may sound dorky, but I love hanging out with you during this time and talking about podcasting. I get so much out of it. And none of that has to do with anything with money.
But people still feel the need to want to put a button out there that says, donate, pay me, give me some money. I don't know.
It's just funny to me. And $5 or $10, say somebody gives you that. You know what? I have to say, for the podcast people that do that, that give money, that's an act of love. And I'm cool with that. You know, I respect you for doing it. But man, talk about the podcast on your show. You know, give the podcaster that you love some feedback. You don't know how valuable that is.
Pat, blah, blah, blah. Bleh,
I can see I'm learning to talk. Pat, would you rather have $5 or a couple listeners feedback?
Couple of listeners feedback.
Duh, without a doubt. So I don't really quite understand that too much. Now, I can see maybe if you're a talk, or I'm sorry, if you're a music podcast and you have to pay for licenses and stuff, that is not all that cheap. But at the same time, I'd rather make it fun for the listeners. Like, hey, this is our goal. This is how close we are now. I have a little thermometer, you know, icon or something. Let's make it kind of fun for the listener. I mean, I heard podcasts that got like grocery money from a PayPal thing. Why do we don't need grocery money? It's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
I don't get it either, but, you know.
Now, I can see maybe we go from 1,000 listeners. Maybe someday, Pat, we'll have 10,000 listeners. And maybe at that point it makes sense not to have a PayPal button, but maybe it makes sense to find a sponsor that we could deal with, you know. You don't want to just throw money aside, but we're not in it for the money. And it's the core of this society that's just freaking me out, man. Why is the value? Why do we express our value in money? Where is all these other things? I would pay somebody. In fact, I have paid people to do this podcast and my equipment, and I love it.
Next, and plus, you know, we have all our all the people on the payroll to pay, you know.
Well, we got
Jimmy.
All these. Yeah, you know, they haven't been around lately. We need to instill them back
Josh.
Into the show, but they're working behind the scenes. In fact, Josh wrote that whole thing. I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm just a talent. Now, my summary here, cheap hobby, easy to get into. You have an unbelievable influence on lots of people by doing it. What more could you want?
What more could you want?
But if you do come to our website, I'll have a PayPal button on it next week. We really would like your donations.
So. Nuh-uh. So, you know, one thing I did do this week, I didn't have much time to do some of these things, but I did check out some video podcasts.
Oh.
The number one video podcast is called Rocket Boom.
I like that one. I've watched it a few
times. You've watched it? It's kind of funny.
Yes, it's good.
It's a three-minute thing, and they do, you know, New York stuff about New York City, arts, technology, culture. And the one I looked at was pretty funny. They showed this guy, it looked like he was out on a subway.
Yeah.
And he was dancing with like a plastic doll, Latin dancing. It was so funny.
I wonder if the same Latin doll model that I have in my bedroom, my plastic latex lover.
It was really funny. You know, he'd kind of like shake her booty and everything like that. And some of the stuff that he would make her do was really subtle. He had to have been moving his foot a certain way or something like that. And she would make this little shimmy or whatever. It was great.
That's
anyway,
beautiful.
And it appears that Rocket Boom is actually active, because the other one I looked at was called, the number two one was called Tiki Bar TV. And their last one was on May 13th. And I thought it was dorky. It was 3 minutes long. In the first 2 minutes, they had like this guy playing a ukulele and another guy with a fez drinking, and then they had some sexy girl lounging and laughing, and it was just goofy. In the last 1 minute, they talked something about pirates. It seemed pointless and ridiculous. And the other one I think I showed you last weekend was the How to Do Girls, and this is where they did the bikini calculus. Do you remember that
yes,
one?
Yes, you forwarded that to me. That was so silly.
Well, I don't think they're really active. Their last one was the 1st of May, and they've only done 3 episodes. So what happens is they have this chick come out there, and she starts talking about integral and differential calculus, and eventually she takes her robe off, and she's got on this itsy-bitsy, teensy-weensy bikini, and she talks about what is integration and calculating the area under a curve, and of course her curves happen to be her breasts.
Right, so we learn how to take the integrated function of the area underneath the breast. It's very, very exciting. You would have a tough problem with your Wonder Woman avatar. That'd be a lot of area to calculate.
That's a lot of area, Len. Anyway, so, I don't know. Remember one of the things that we saw or we heard at that podcasting thing was a guy said, video podcasts were going to be the big thing.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think there's going to be enough of them. It takes extra production and I don't know.
And you got to actually pay attention to it.
Yeah, it's hard. But that Rocket Bloom is a good one.
Yes, it is pretty funny.
But again, really, that could be an audio podcast for the most part. She does have some video scenes in it. But for the most part, for what I've seen, she's behind the desk reading, fake news type things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because the man dancing with the plastic doll could not.
No, you can't do that on a podcast. Because I am dancing with a plastic doll right now.
Who's your daddy?
Come on, Betsy. Come on. It's time for the Dallas Minute, Pat.
Yay!
Boy, you sound excited about that.
I just do want to mention that I think it was yesterday I did drive by that Viva Mexico, and they had 5 girls out there.
Man.
All in short shorts.
This is that drive-in liquor place,
yes,
right?
Yes, the drive-in, and tiny, tiny bikini tops congregating underneath this little cabana with fans going.
Come to the Copa. So last week you mentioned that they're bikinis, they're happening, but they weren't real attractive. Same deal, or are they getting better?
No, it's not like they're the hottest women ever. They're just scantily clad. And then what happens is somebody pulls up and, I think they go up to the car and take the order and, maybe bend over and show them their best features.
Wow, I like that.
Well, anyway, what's our real Dallas Minute about?
We have a joint Dallas Minute, special joint Dallas Minute today.
Let's hold hands. Hold my hand, Jeffy, as we talk about this. Aww. Oh, your hand's warm.
It's hot. I've been dancing with my blow-up doll, Betsy. She got latex. Smells like latex, doesn't it? Anyways, I'm kidding. I don't have a blow-up doll. Don't write me letters.
Freak.
We went to Cafe Izmir last night for a friend of ours' birthday. Bruce. Happy birthday, Bruce. You want to say how old he is? But it's been about for me, probably 4th or 5th time, Pat. What about you?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing.
Yeah. And I have a number of thoughts on this place. Cafe Azmir is located in the Lower Greenville. I like it for location-wise because it's so close to my house. I don't often go for Middle Eastern food on my own. I don't know why. So when I go, I enjoy it so much because I love Middle Eastern food, you know? But you and I were in Israel, Pat, and mm-hmm. you remember the food there. Every place you went, they gave you, you know, hummus and pita at the beginning of everything, and it just kept coming. My biggest knock against Cafe Azmir is they give you a teeny-weeny bit of pita, teeny-weeny bit of hummus, and then it stops and no more comes. It's like part of the paid meal, where in the Middle East, it's like bread.
Exactly.
So that kind of makes me mad.
My favorite part of the meal was those little chicken, breast of chicken niblets.
Those niblets were good.
They were very really good. And
what were the long things? Was that some sort of porka thing?
No, I don't think that was some kind of... I think that's like a kebab. I don't really know.
I liked it.
It was yummy.
I liked it.
Yummy.
The food was very good. In fact, I was a little bit thinking, oh, not again. But as I said, I don't get Middle Eastern food that much. So I quite enjoyed my meal, I have to say.
Yeah.
And I like the environment there. I've always thought that the place was cute. It's just got a little kind of a nice vibe. I know I say vibe a lot, but it does have a nice vibe to it.
Let's go again there tonight.
Let's do. Let's go right now. But I want to say to all you Middle Eastern restaurants, keep the hummus coming. Come on. I mean, how can you be authentic? And it's cheap. It's just chickpea.
It's just chickpea, for crying out loud.
My gosh, man. Why so stingy with the hummus?
And did you enjoy your garlic bread this morning?
I very much did. And my blow-up doll. What was her name again?
Betsy.
My blow-up doll, Betsy, enjoyed it too. It's pretty pathetic when you can't remember which blow-up doll that I sleep with last night.
Well, you just have a bevy of blow-up dolls
I just go through them. Well, that is your Dallas Minute for today.
One thing that I came across, Jeff, that I thought was so ridiculous. There's this guy who went to the Mr. and Mrs. Smith premiere.
Uh-huh.
And he stood nearby Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie with this jar.
Yeah.
And he captured some air. And now he is selling it on eBay. And when I looked at it this morning, it was going for $1,925. There are 4 days and 14 hours left for this bid.
I always wonder about that stuff. It's got to be like him or one of his friends making the bid just to get the news. Because who's going to pay $2,000 for a thing of air?
It's ridiculous. And he actually says there's nothing in it but air.
So what was the bidding at?
$1,925.
If we put our money together, we might be able to make a decent... I love Angela. You love Brad.
It'd be so exciting. We could bathe in their air.
We could put it here on the table and just look at it while we podcast.
I'd want to let it out and ingest it and inhale it.
And I would be Angelina.
Be Brad.
Be Angelina.
I want to be with Brad.
We can dream.
Anyway, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
There you have it. So we did get a few listeners write to us last week, and I just wanted to say thanks to John B., who gave us a website to download the NASA Worldwind. I actually have downloaded everything. I haven't played it yet. I'm very excited about it. Also, Steve A., who gave us some additional information about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, really interesting.
And then another guy named Chris sent me this movie video of a guy at 7-Eleven, what it was like to be at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you forwarded me that last night, and I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
I thought it was cool. And then we also got a nice letter from a fella in the UK named Paul, who told us that he enjoyed our show.
Awesome letter.
So just wanted to say thanks to everybody who's listening, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Well, I think we're running out of time, Pat.
I think we are, too. I've had fun, Jeff.
I've had fun, too.
So has the podcasting puppy who is laying behind us, sacked out completely.
So has intern Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh. Give me a coffee. And so has engineer George. And Jimmy Sutherland. Isn't that orchestra? You know, Jimmy did a song, I guess it was last week's show, that Love Podcast Style. Uh-huh. And he hasn't produced much, because it took a lot out of him.
he's kind of old, so you gotta go easy on him, Jeffy.
Kind of old and crotchety.
Old and crotchety.
He's got character. you can't pay for that. And we don't.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good week.
Yeah, everybody, have a good week and be safe and be loving out there.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We'll be right back.